architecture has such a huge impact on how people feel about where they live. It's wonderful to see that the University School of Architecture, making buildings, is seen as creating community.
How do you create that experience of tailgating without a parking lot, without a tailgate?
That's not a rhetorical question for architect Chris Hong, who led a University of Hawaii architecture student project to re-examine that vast parched acreage around the parking structure and Stan Sheriff Center.
Do Kahanamoku Aquatic Center, does it move? How does it get incorporated? One group looked at moving it and then bringing in a 35,000-seat stadium.
Students had to back up everything with constructability numbers and take into account the social, environmental, and other impacts of each option. You can tell these are users thinking of how to attract themselves. The proposals were triggered by a possible rail station. So one proposal cleverly uses the elevation to create a bridge of shops and activities above the current quarry. Daniel Friedman, dean of the UH School of Architecture, says it's a way to introduce an alternative walkway that multiplies the area's usability.
It's a way to introduce art, sculptural effects, and something that stimulates social interaction, group activity.
Currently, most students blitz in, then take off, so we don't really have a college town area.
And so these are kind of the ideas that the students start tossing around of, well, what is currently missing? Can you look at transitional housing from student life to early workforce life so that you still have more affordable rents? It allows recent graduates to stay connected within the university culture while they're starting their professional lives, creating a university village model and lifestyle within the Manoa campus. These three groups looked at three very distinct strategies to try and really push the boundary.
Normally, fourth-year architecture students are bent on highly competitive, perhaps purely speculative, individual projects. Here, as in life, they were asked to work in teams on designs that had to meet structural, fiscal, social, and other specifications for these proof-of-concept proposals. The athletic department is now considering the ideas of these young architects. Dean Friedman.
The interesting thing about our profession here in Hawaii is we are predisposed to the needs of the community, that we consider the needs of the community in advance of our own needs, that our own value as individuals emerges in the context of community to a much greater degree than any other place I've worked.
That perspective makes building design very much a community design process. That's the topic of an upcoming symposium, Building Voices, set for Earth Day at the state capitol. More on that soon. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.